This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today Healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hello, Sean here. Just to let you know, if you enjoy What's Upset You Now, you can now see it live. We will be at the Backyard Comedy Club on the 22nd of May. That's a Sunday. It's at 8 p.m. A link will be available in the episode notes. Hope to see you there. Let's crack on with the episode.
What's upset you now?
Well, I'm quite a bad-tempered person, so I'm afraid everything annoys me at the moment.
Good.
And then if you're a woman, layer on top of that the menopause, and then layer on top of that being old, and you just hate everything. But I'm going to start with people. I hate people. I do. I hate to hate them.
That's a good start. I hate people.
That was actually only the beginning of the sentence, but thinking about it, I do hate people. Don't you? Maybe you don't yet. You will.
No, I'm Joe. I'm there. I am there.
Oh well, that's good to hear. Well, I hate people that do loads of different things, but I hate people that give their kids weird names.
Okay.
Here's a little story. My mum used to be a social worker working with children, and one day a woman brought her baby in, and my mum, it was quite a new baby, a boy, and my mum said, "Oh, he's lovely, what's his name?" She said, "Gooey," right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. And my mum said, that is quite a strange name. How do you spell it? And she said, G-U-Y. And so she had just seen it on a page and thought that's how you said it. And I thought that was really sweet, actually.
Yeah.
But thank God someone told her early on, because imagine that poor kid.
My God, Gooey. So what do you think there should be? Do you think it should be standard names?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think the problem is when parents kind of give their kids a weird name. I can't even remember Elon Musk's child's name, and nobody can because it's ridiculous.
Elon Musk his real name? Is that like, that's quite an unusual name, isn't it?
It is. I was quite good fun trying to make anagrams of his name. Noel Scum is my favourite.
I can't think of any other Elons that immediately spring to mind. It's not
me neither.
He caught it. I think he
Egon
didn't,
Spengler is the closest I can think of.
What is
Egon Spengler from Ghostbusters?
Oh, right. That's,
Elon called his child something like, was it in like 2.2? For free. It sounded like an ingredient to a Red Bull. It was one of those. It was like
it
a number, did. A mass
sounds
equation.
Like Pythagoras theorem.
Yeah.
It does. It does look like, you know, something that you might get for advanced level maths.
Yes.
And you have to work it out.
I thought you meant kind of like, I thought you meant when it's like, well, they are celebrities, but when it's kind of like music stars or like Hollywood actors call their children, and then it's something like, it will be like fairy.
I do mean them as well. I'm casting a broad net here. Like, for example, that there's a real fashion. There was a woman that I used to work with, and I thought this was brilliant. I always ask people their middle name, because you do meet some really weird middle names. Her middle name was Salome, right? Who obviously asked for the head of John the Baptist, which you wouldn't really want to be associated with.
You say obviously there, Joe. I think you are hugely overestimating our biblical knowledge.
Well, I mean, obviously,
of course, Joe, that goes without saying. Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm afraid that I'm of that generation. I had to go to church because my best friend's dad was the vicar, and I know a lot about it. So
that doesn't seem fair that you got caught in the crossfire there, does it? just because your friend's dad's a vicar, that's not your battle, is it?
It's not, but it was sort of an unspoken and very aggressive undertow to our relationship that if I didn't, I would either become a friend of Satan, which obviously I have.
An FOS. Excellent. I can imagine that as a patch on the back of a biker's jacket. Friends of Satan.
So I did go because I liked her. And he, of course, was slightly satanic and somewhat coloured my attitude towards the church all throughout my life. Names like places like Brooklyn, for example.
What are the others?
India.
Yes, that's a very common one, isn't it? Not Southend, sadly.
I don't see so many Southends kicking about. More's the pity, yeah.
Dalston.
Hackney Wick. Dudley. Oh, you do get Dudleys, though.
You do, but not for a very long time.
No.
Let's bring that back. Who's most likely of you? Have you got any children, Paul?
I have, yeah. I've got a daughter called Iris.
Are you going to have another one?
No.
Oh, go on. Just so you can call them that.
Yeah.
Cockfosters. This is Iris and Cockfosters. Iris, where does Iris sit on your radar, Joe? Paul's daughter's called Iris. Is that okay?
Iris is lovely. It's also not the name of a place. I don't know if you're implying that.
Yeah. It is a flower. And I believe Greek for rainbow.
Ah, that's even better. Beautiful. Mm. My children are called Potting Shed. And Garden Tool. So I don't know what you think of that. I always thought Brooklyn Beckham would have been better called Peckham Beckham, don't you?
They missed an absolute tap in there.
They
Peckham
totally
Beckham. Wow.
But unfortunately, it was before Peckham was trendy.
Yeah.
Because there would be a high possibility of that now. But
well,
not
over
then.
Fools and horses, that's still, you know, it's always been...
Well, I mean, you know, but you know the hipsters.
Mm. Yes, the hipsters are into Peckham because I live about a mile away, and I've seen them. This annoyed me the other night. I went to the pub with some mates, and on the way home, we walked past the library, and I noticed that one of the windows in the library was wide open. It's about 11:15 at night.
Oh.
And so what would you do in those circumstances?
Good question.
Go for it.
I don't think you'll like my answer, Joe, but I if I'm just totally honest with you, I really don't think I would have done anything.
Don't you?
No.
That's not a very civic responsible.
So sorry, say that again. Someone was stealing something from the library.
No,
the The door of the window on the bottom floor of the library, a big window was absolutely just swinging wide open.
Right.
So I don't know if there was someone in there or they'd been in there or why it was open or anything.
But you see, Joe, I'm kind of from the disposition of my kind of neutral mentality is that whatever I do, I will make it worse. That's why unfortunately I have that ingrained in me. So I think I might think, oh, I should shut the window.
Is that what you're saying? We should have done is to shut the window. I can imagine if Sean tried to shut the window, he'd somehow end up on the other side of it, locked in the library.
I would definitely if I shut the window, suddenly what would happen is the universe would kind of spin, and then suddenly there would be people in the library that needed rescuing and needed to get out because there was a fire, but then I've shut the window and now everyone's going to die.
That's exactly it. What are you doing, you fucking idiot? We're opening that to get the people out.
And God, I really thought I was helping. Oh, God. So I try
Who shut the window?
Sean Walsh. It's Sean Walsh ruining everything again. I just can't. My disposition is just if anything is happening, don't get involved. You will only make it worse and ruin everyone's day. So what do you think I should have done in that situation, Joe?
Well, I think you should have done what I did, which is climbed in the window to see what was going on.
What? And,
no, of course I didn't.
I thought I was going to say, how much had you been drinking? Back from the pub, shit-faced. Let's get through the window. Come on, everyone.
Not enough, no. I would quite like to know. It was quite high, and I'm very short, fat and old. I'd never have made it, if I'm honest, but... I thought different things when I saw the window open. I thought someone had broken in, to be honest, because maybe I'm just a bit paranoid. So I thought that we should phone the police. So we had a discussion about whether we should or not. We thought 999 was a bit extreme. So anyway, my mate Vanessa rang 111.
Yeah.
And they said, can you send us an email? Okay. Oh, so she did. She sent them a bloody email. Anyway, the very boring upshot of the story was, well, it's not that boring. I got home and I thought, I'm still worrying about it. Should I make my husband go down there with a baseball bat or something? But I rang the council and the 24-hour line and said what had happened. And he said, we will send someone round in our mobile security van now. So... effectively, the council were the police that night, which I think is interesting. So anything in the future, I'm going to phone the council.
I would have just assumed that someone had left the window open.
I think that kind of illustrates our approaches. Yes. And I'm sure you're absolutely right. But I don't know. It's an instinctive thing, isn't it? I was once in the nurse's home when I was a nurse. I used to live in the nurse's home. And I had an overpowering feeling that something weird was going on outside the door. And I opened the door and there was a man's face about 2 inches away from me when I opened the door. And I just immediately slammed it, pushed all the furniture up against the door. Obviously, those were in the days where you just had to shout out the window for help. You didn't have mobiles or anything. No phone in my room.
You would have shouted out the window for help and I would have heard it and ignored you.
Exactly. Or possibly it was you outside the door. I hate euphemisms that doctors and nurses use when they're about to hurt you.
Right. That is brilliant. That is brilliant.
Go on.
Well, in the olden days, I don't think they say it anymore. I don't think it's allowed. They used to go, little prick coming.
Yeah.
Who's that? The consultant.
Paul says that a lot.
Only when I'm introducing you, Sean.
And also, like these days, they say small scratch, which doesn't really sum up a big needle going into your arm, in my opinion. So there's that one.
You're not scared of needles, are you? Are you?
No, I'm not. But I mean, but you know, like I might be, but also I think they need to check, they need to find some other way of putting it, because small scratch is a dereliction of duty, in my opinion.
That is a trading standards issue.
Also, the other, they go a little bit higher and they go, there may be some discomfort.
Yes.
Yeah.
No one uses that word except doctors and nurses.
Yes.
And discomfort means basically searing pain, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We all know that.
It's strange when you go to the doctors and your whole vocabulary has to... The doctors is the only time that I ever use the word stool.
Yeah, exactly. You sadly don't know what to call things, do you?
Yeah.
Yes.
You can't go, oh, my fanny's all manky. What is it? Which bit am I trying to describe? Is it? No, I don't know. Is it me mons veneris or is it me? You know. And they must enjoy that, doctors, mustn't they? They must love it when people come in and try and name something in a medical way.
Yes. Definitely.
Brilliant.
You can't go in and go, hello, a little prick coming.
Oh, man, Jo Brand, how good was it to have her on? I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you are enjoying these, please, if you haven't already, subscribe, rate and review, do all of that stuff. And if you want more of this, you can become a patron. It's a great way to support the podcast. You go to patreon.com/WUYN or go to the episode notes and you can find the link in there. It works out to be about £1 a week. There's over 20 hours of exclusive content already on there and you get an hour long exclusive episode each and every Monday, which includes other stuff. We find hilarious one-star reviews from around the internet. Listeners can send in voice notes, which me and Sean then give the What's Upset You Now treatment, all for less than the price of a posh coffee a month. It is a fantastic deal, and it is a great way to support us if you are enjoying this and want more. So that's patreon.com/WUYN. Sign up now.